You're listening to Radio Esperanza 101.5 KEPJ LPFM, La Voz de la Gente. This is Marisela Barrera, and I'm here at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center, and I'm sitting here with Natalia Treviño. Welcome to Radio Esperanza.
Thank you, Marisela. It's just an honor to be here in this beautiful space.
Natalia is a writer, poet, professor at Northwest Vista College, and she's also here representing the Macondo Foundation.
Macondo Foundation, which began in Sandra Cisneros' kitchen, and then I heard the other day from another board member that it really started at Our Lady of the Lake in a classroom that Sandra taught there. But it continued on in her kitchen. She had come from the Iowa workshop, and you can check YouTube out and hear what she has to say about that workshop, but she found it to be very painful, but it also gave her access to some of her greatest allies, including Joy Harjo and other amazing writers. She met her primary editor in that workshop, and she wanted to bring that kind of quality workshop experience to the people that she met here in San Antonio. She thought that we had great writers, but there just needed to be polishing, like the polishing that you get in a competitive master's level workshop. But she wanted to bring that high level of polish, which can be hard to hear sometimes, but with one added beautiful ingredient, which is compassion. And so we have the compassionate code of conduct, where we have to conduct ourselves in workshop and in all Macondo settings with a sense of respecting not just the work on the page, but the person who wrote the work. And just that small touch creates a very special vibe, very special feeling at Macondo, where while you might be critiquing each other's work and saying, you know, this poem is almost there, it's got some really wonderful things in it, it's saying something really important, but it has some weaknesses or some repetition in it that's not needed. And hearing that is hard, because these poems and these stories are our babies. They're written by people who are very committed to their work. And we hear this, but we hear it from a person who is honoring the work. And that comes from Sandra. That is her vision, to leave the ego at the door and bring the respect to all writers, all treated equally, and all aimed at one thing, which is social change through nonviolent means, through the artwork, through the art that we've created. Her workshop grew and grew and grew for over 20 years. There are 200 members right now across the country.
I'm one of them. 2016.
I know. Well, Marisela, you are one of them, and I was so happy when you joined. You know, we have people like you all over the country that are extremely talented and coming to Macondo to get the support and love that we need for our work, and to not just be a fan club for each other, not by any means, but to work, because it is hard to shave off the top of your poem when you thought it was important. But if it's already, you know, if the rest of the poem is doing the work better than that top head, that top head will have an editor stop reading. We need to help each other see through those lenses, so that we can get our work out there, get published, and that was Sandra's goal, get us out there. Texas A&M San Antonio have been an incredible support. They've been very generous to host us this year. Another wonderful supporter is Nuestra Palabra out of Houston.
Oh, Tony Diaz.
Yes, El Libro Traficante, who will be there at Macondo this year. He will be emceeing one of our events, and I'll talk about that in a moment. And he will also be interviewing one of our seminar panelists. So we are really excited that that Nuestra Palabra is helping us, not only in that capacity, but they've also helped with new infrastructure that we've needed. And so is Texas A&M San Antonio.
So who are the featured workshop instructors this year?
So this year we have three workshops: fiction with Reina Grande, the author of The Distance Between Us and a new memoir coming out. And we have Allison Hedge Koch, who is going to do poetry. And Allison is an incredible poet, memoirist, and fiction writer. I'm really excited that she's coming because she's wanted to come to Macondo for quite some time.
And you will be sitting in on that poetry workshop.
I will be sitting fantastic. In on her workshop.
So now there's a third instructor.
Yes. Yes. And that is Stephanie Elizondo Greist, who is a memoirist. She's going to teach memoir. Creative nonfiction, actually, is the is the title.
So these workshops are closed to the public, but we do have some featured public events.
Three big events that are open to the public. We have the faculty reading, which is going to be on Wednesday, July 25th at 6:30 p.m. at the San Antonio Public Library in the Latino Collection Resource Center. And there you would be able to meet, visit with, and buy the books from Reina Grande, Allison Hedgecoke, and Stephanie Elizondo Greist. And there, the library is hosting this event. It's going to be beautiful. We're awesome. So grateful to them for their support as well.
So that's Wednesday, July 25th at 6:30, and that's at the Enchilada Library downtown on Soledad Street.
That's right.
And so then we move to?
Thursday night.
Okay.
Thursday, July 26th from 8 to 10 p.m., because otherwise we'd be melting, I heard. We're going to have an open mic featuring the Macondo participants. So the Macondo participants, who there are 30 this year coming from all over the country, are going to be allowed a chance to share their work with each other and with San Antonio.
Great.
So we're real excited that so many of them, really talented people, many of them are returning Macondistas, and then we have the new cohort coming in, which is very exciting.
Great, and that's on Thursday, July 26th, and that is at Viva Taco Land, which is at 103 West Grayson Street. And then finally, we have Friday, July 27th.
That's right, Friday, July 27th. We have Sandra Cisneros is going to do a benefit reading for us. It's a fundraiser, and the suggested donation is $20. And those proceeds go to Macondo to help us out at the auditorium at Texas A&M University.
All right.
And that's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. There'll be plenty of time for book signing after the reading. And that's Friday, July 27th. So that's all open to the public. And there's more.
Oh, there's more.
There's more open to the public.
Okay. What do we have?
I would love to see your listeners and La Comunidad come to any of the following events. What we do with Macondo is we treat the whole writer. It's not just, you know, the words on the page and, oh, take that word out. But we also deal with the whole person. So we have seminars, and the seminars have always been open to the public.
Okay.
And so we have four seminars that are going to run Friday, July 27th and Saturday, July 28th. And the seminars will run from 2 to 5:30 p.m. in Modular B, room B1G. People look up Macondo Writers Workshop on Facebook or on Twitter. They'll see our whole schedule, and they'll see which events are open to the public. There's always been a level of Macondo that's been community engagement. This year it comes in the form of the readings, the events, the open mic, and the seminars. We hope it grows. We want Macondo to continue to grow and to help not just the writers, but the readers, because the writers are here for the readers. We're here for social change, and we are here to bring our abilities to encourage people to live the lives that they want to live, to go bravely into the world when bravery is needed, and to also envision the world as they want it to be, and to live it the way they want it to be. What we've done as writers is we've welcomed them home, and the classroom and other public spaces need to welcome us and not reject us.
Welcome us and not reject us. Gente, we could get involved and visit the Macondo Writers Workshop on Facebook. You could get the listing of all the events. The seminars sound fantastic. You will see me there, especially at that Hit Send. I think that's the one that I'm going to be able to make. The big event for the fundraiser is Sandra Cisneros reading for the Macondo Writers Workshop, and that's going to be on Friday, 7 p.m.
Sorry.
And that's at Texas A&M San Antonio in the South Side by the Donkey Lady Bridge. So thank you so much for being here with us, Natalia Trevino, part of the Macondo Writers Workshop. And we look forward to being there, supporting it, and telling our comadres about it.